Choppy is sick of the D word that gets keep thrown around about these Golden State Warriors. You need to get something off your chest here, Chop?
Yeah, Steph Curry was talking about how it'll be hard to replicate, and that, you know, basically, essentially saying that we'll never see this kind of dynasty again.
Agreed.
You know, the dynasty era is over. We won't see this kind of dynasty again. And I just am like, you know, we were talking, and it kind of, because we were talking about this over the weekend on our group chat with Peyton. And Peyton talked about the Giants dynasty, the San Francisco Giants dynasty, where they won in 2010, 12, and 14.
Which you have always objected to it even being a dynasty.
Correct.
Because they never won back-to-back, and they were – you essentially view them as the Giants of baseball, the New York Giants
of
baseball.
I think we have completely – we need to define the dynasty, and we have completely gone soft.
Okay.
We've gone full-on participation trophy in the dynasty form.
So why isn't Golden State one?
I think you got to win a minimum three straight. Minimum.
You've said before that the Spurs were a dynasty, though.
Spurs, I think, is a different situation because they won.
They never even won back-to-back.
I know, but they won five in like a decade. All right? That is a little bit different. And I also think.
Golden State won four in 7 years, and they went to five straight.
That's okay. That's okay.
This is a bad argument for you. This is almost as bad as your Johnny Manziel opening a bar in College Station. No freshman is going to know who that is.
No freshman will know who that is. Absolutely not.
No freshman at A&M is going to know
Johnny.
He's Johnny
opening a bar in College Station.
If you were to do it right now, I mean, it's been 10 years. The freshmen were 8 years old when he was there.
So he's like, nobody's going to know that bar.
What else would they have latched onto over the last decade?
Not Johnny Manziel. He's been going to be actually more than 8 years. Let's see. If they were opening now, that's 12. They were 6 years old.
But it doesn't matter. Just like how they
know who Johnny Manziel is?
Yeah, he said, yeah, there.
Do you?
Well, yeah.
Who was he? The football player. He doesn't even know.
He just did the money sign.
Yeah, the football.
Hey, what was that? What was his sign? Texas A&M, yeah. Show your dad. What was the sign Johnny Manziel did?
This is the exclusive interview of Choppy interviewing his son without a microphone. live at Glen Heights Firehouse.
We have completely – you need a minimum of three in a row.
Unless you're the Spurs because of that thing, right?
And that's really – I think the reason with the Spurs is because you had different players in both.
So the only thing that gets you there is a three-peat. So I'm trying to figure out, like, how many three-peats have we had across, like, how many dynasties then?
I mean, I don't consider the Yankees in the 90s to be a dynasty.
Wait,
won four out of five.
You say,
I don't consider that. It's too short. Even though they have the three-peat, it's minimum. That's minimum. It's just too short. I need a dynasty to be
wild.
I need a dynasty to be the Cowboys from 1971 to 95. That's a dynasty.
You need a quarter. You need a quarter century.
What do you consider a dynasty in the global politics? The Roman Empire, the Ottoman Empire. You got to have multiple leaders, rulers. You got to have multiple superstars.
This might be your first good point.
You need to have Roger and Troy, and it's a consistent 25 years of dominance.
I'm curious.
Of like what 2 years at the end of the 80s.
We've got the fan text we can go to, but there are plenty of people out here at Glen Heights right now. So I'm just curious. Raise your hand if you think Choppy has made a compelling argument about dynasties just now. Okay, there's one hand.
That one.
There's
right.
One hand.
Yeah,
101 Dalmatians
all,
back there is raising
no
his hand.
Compelling
he does. He brought a Dalmatian.
I'm just hating on the Golden State Warriors. That's what I'm doing here.
But you just had to say the Yankees weren't one?
In five years.
Yeah,
the Yankees had a dynasty from 1920 to 1964.
So you think Jeter never played on a dynasty?
It's a mini dynasty. It's a mini dynasty. A big dynasty.
You are fake news.
You've got to have different players.
So the Lakers weren't a dynasty to you.
Which one?
The Kobe Shaq Lakers.
No. It's too short.
Wow.
It's too short. I'm sorry. I've got higher standards.
Listen, off the top of your head, list like genuine dynasties of the last 40 years in any sport.
The Cowboys from 71 to 95.
Okay.
I would do the Yankees from 20 to 64.
Oh, I miss those days.
Yeah, I know, right? Way back when.
Were the Lakers in the 80s a dynasty? They didn't win three in a row.
I would say not them or the Celtics, no.
Oh, okay. My God.
Do the
God.
Chiefs.
And you know what? The Bulls were. 6 and 8 years is that's at the Celtics, obviously, in the 60s. Dude, I'm sorry. I got a higher bar.
I feel like this is one of these times where you backed yourself into a corner with a take, and you have to keep digging on other
people. I have a much higher bar.
I've done it myself plenty of times.
You guys
did it on Jimmy Garoppolo.
You guys are essentially just losers. You're participation trophy people, and I just have a higher bar.
You think we're just a bunch of Gen Zers?
You're just Gen Z. I just think you've got to have a prolonged success. You want to call it a mini dynasty? I have no problem.
The Lakers
with that,
weren't prolonged success in the 80s. They were in the finals all but two years, and they won five.
They were prolonged success in the 80s, but they also had the Celtics who took some titles away from them. You going to call the Bird Celtics a dynasty?
No, but the Lakers won five. The Celtics won three, and the Lakers were in, like, every finals but one in the 80s.
Again, the problem with that one is, did they have – they didn't have a three-peat. They won two in a row, right?
They won three out of four, 85, 87, 88.
Yeah, I need a minimum three in a row.
Minimum. Like,
if if you take the Rockets' two appearances in 81 and 86 out, the Lakers were in the NBA Finals every year in the 80s.
Great. Cool. Good for them. Didn't win three in a row.
Could LeBron be considered a dynasty just by himself?
Because LeBron by himself could be a dynasty.
Like 10 straight
finals
appearances.
He went with, like, 48 different players. I'm sorry. You guys are participation trophy people. That's fine. You call it a mini. Can we just put the word mini in front of it?
The 817
no,
says...
No, I don't think we can.
817 says Choppy shouldn't be allowed to drink on remote shows anymore.
What the heck, man? I enjoy... Who doesn't like to drink at 8 o'clock in the morning?
I love it.
469 says, I'd like to have a hit of whatever Choppy's smoking.
Yeah, and, look, you want to call it a mini-dynasty? Go right ahead. I'm not going to call it a dynasty-dynasty.
Choppy's...
Dynasty's
got to
have.
Do the Chiefs have a chance to go dynastic on us with a three-peat? They're about to go three-peat if they put this one together this year.
Well, that would be the start.
That would be the start.
But the only three-peat in the history of a Super Bowl era would be a start at a dynasty.
Yeah, that's right. I'm just a harsher grader. You know, if you guys want to go ahead and put Ryan Sandberg in the Hall of Fame like he already is and he shouldn't be, you go right ahead. Go ahead, vote Eli Manning in the Hall of Fame. Do it. You want to put him in?
Fantex,
put Eli in.
The fan text wants whatever chops like this take. This is
that's all right, man.
East Dallas Reggie with some sticks and some twigs in it. Like that's what he is smoking
just
with that
a
take.
Touch of PCP.
Yeah.
No NFL dynasty. Walchuk just texted me. He says there's no NFL dynasty. It sounds like Walchuk might be on the choppy.
I mean the choppy
train.
The Patriots
of bad
one
takes.
Is interesting because
you and Walchuk have the same opinion on a lot of things.
I know, right? It's just Slappos. Tom. The problem with that is it's just Tom. You got to have, to me, like the Packers, if they had one more with going Favre right into Rodgers, would have had a better chance because you have multiple people. It's just like, you know, when you have a dynasty in like empires, you go from one emperor to another. And you keep ruling.
I don't know that.
So you got to go from Russell right into Bird, right into what? Right, you got to go bam, bam, bam.
I don't know that like our the standard for sports franchise dynasty should be like, well, did you do what Alexander did? Like,
I'm sorry, I just have a harsher.
Like, I don't think like global power is our.
I need global power. That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, you know, you guys can look for whatever you want. Participation trophy dynasties. And those are fun.
I love what you better call
PTDs. PTDs, participation trophy dynasties.
Mini dynasties.
I'm down with PTDs.
I got
PTDs.
Nothing wrong with calling them the participation trophy dynasties. I have no problem with calling them mini.
Right.
The big word.
Yeah.
The big word. I'm sorry. I just can't use that.
Take that, Steph Curry.
They don't like to be called mini. They like to be called little dynasties.
It's Sean, RJ, and Bobby live from Glen Heights Firehouse, part of the Firehouse Tour presented by Palmer's Hot Chicken, Catfish, and Shrimp. Shout out to Chill Boys Underwear and Firehouse Heating and Air. I believe the chiller glasses have just been run through, but we still have the G-Bag Nation Stella Artois Pimp Cups here for you as well. I think I got some G-Bag Nation decals I'm handing out, so we're having a good time here. Great to be in Glen Heights. We'll be here until 10 a.m. We know Micah made the top edge rusher list, but do the Cowboys have any other players getting that kind of respect? That's next year on The Fan.